Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Reliable and for less than you think.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure. As always, I'm very happy to tell you that our good friend John Fox is back on the show. John's a founding member of our Brain Trust, and he was just here just not long ago helping us celebrate our 14th anniversary. John is a tax attorney by education and profession. He doesn't do that anymore, but he's sharing his wisdom with the students at Mount Holyoke College in near Amherst, just over the notch from Hadley. He's the author of If Americans Really Understood the Income Tax, which is still one of my favorite books, and he's our good friend, John Fox. Welcome back.
Jim, thank you, and thank you for such a nice introduction.
Well, it's well-deserved, and John, thank you for being here. And folks, as you know, John's taught us a lot over the years about the tax policy. He and I have agreed on many things. We've disagreed on many things, and today's not going to be any different. Except on that, in that area, except that we're going to talk about something besides tax. We're going to talk about education. Now, John, what I want you to do in this segment, at least, is establish for the audience what they might have either forgotten about or taken for granted about the way we educate people. We educate our children in America. We got local schools. We've got private schools. The Department of Education, the Federal Department of Education. What is its role currently in the education of America's children?
Well, to begin with, the Department of Education is viewed as the vast enemy by some people, but the Department of Education, in fact, funds only about 8% of the total funding of kindergarten through high school, through 12 in the United States. And that means that 92% of the funding for the rest of for public schools throughout this country comes from state and local taxes. And when you realize that, you realize that there's going to be huge disadvantages for children who grow up in poor neighborhoods, poor families, in poor states, because the amount of the funding that's going to be available for their schools is going to be considerably less than if you grow up in Beverly Hills or Scarsdale, New York, or
well, but let's talk. All right, so 8% of the funding for local education comes from the government, but how much influence? It's not so much the funding. I don't think it's the funding that irritates a lot of folks that you mentioned a minute ago, as it is the influence. Talk to us about the influence.
I don't think the influence is all that great. The main funding that's really important, and I think you would agree with it, is under Title I, which is funding to help poor, low-income people deal with educational problems for them in elementary schools and high schools. So most of that funding, the total funding amount, I went to the website for 2012, is supposed to be about $50 billion for education. They don't set the curriculum. Now, there is that race to the top that Obama has with Arne Duncan, the Secretary of Education, mm-hmm. has instituted, but it's essentially a small policy. It has rewards for states. I don't like the program because I really don't like the extent to which testing is now being used to shut down schools or punish teachers. I like testing a lot. I want testing to inform mm-hmm. and help us guide teaching.
I want to come back to testing in a minute, in another segment, because that is an important topic. I would like to point out the Department of Education was signed into law in 1979 by President Carter.
Well, actually, the Department of Education goes back to Abraham Lincoln. Making it a cabinet level position. But I don't think that we need. I mean, if somebody said, "Let's do away with the Department of Education," you could merge it into Health and Human Services. It could be part of something else.
Right.
I don't care so much about whether there's a department. What I do think is true, and this is. Let me come to the sort of the core issue for me. I believe that our public schools today are failing too many of our kids,
yeah.
And I think they fail American business as a result. I think we all get hurt by it. To begin with, less than 70% of high school students in this country actually graduate from high school.
That's right.
When we look at international testing, we no longer are at the top. We are somewhere in the middle, or in math and science, we tend to be below that. Well, we're somewhere below Azerbaijan in math testing. We're somewhere between Latvia and Lithuania.
Hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. But, you know, John, we're going to explore this some more, folks, and I think you'll notice my self-restraint up to now, and are probably admiring that. But there are people, John, who think that part of the problem is that 8%, whatever influence that the federal government has on local schools. Maybe that's part of the problem. We'll debate this after these messages. 20 till, right back with John Fox. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Got a black magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.